Darker Projects Audio Works presents Star Wars Crossroads, based upon characters and situations created by George Lucas and Gene Roddenberry. Episode 1, Strangers in a Strange Land.
Sure, Mac?
I'm not sure about a whole lot of things right now, Judah. In fact, the only thing I am sure about is that we're still not in our own reality.
Ever since you made those modifications to the Enforcer's engines, we've been stuck outside our own universe. I'm really starting to wonder how many alternative realities there really are.
I don't know, and I don't care. With these hyperdrive parts we've stolen, I'm just hoping the Enforcer will be able to get us back to our own universe once and for all.
And if they don't work?
Then we are on a magical mystery tour throughout all the alternative universes in creation.
You know, from a scientific viewpoint, just a chance to even visit an alternate reality is a dream come true, let alone see dozens of them.
Well, if you like, I'd be more than happy to leave you behind.
No. That's quite all right. My scientific curiosity is more than satisfied.
And we need to get back to the Enforcer. I just hope we don't run into any more of those Imperial guards.
With those shiny white armored suits they wear, you'd think they'd be easy enough to spot.
They seem to be very highly trained, and more than a little paranoid. Did you hear when they called us rebels just before they opened fire on us?
Not really. I was kind of running for my life at the moment. Still, it does make me wonder what's going on in this reality.
Well, I think that would be obvious, Judah. This empire is involved in a civil war of some kind.
Yeah, but what kind of civil war? I mean, who are the good guys? These empire fellows or the rebels?
It's of no concern to us, Judah. I just want to get back to the Enforcer, install these parts into the drive system, and get the hell out of here.
But aren't you at least a little bit curious?
No. Now shut up and come on. There's the old girl.
I'm surprised they haven't found an Enforcer yet.
Perhaps they did and just don't think of it as a threat.
Well, whatever the reason, now we can get in and be off.
Judah, stop! There's someone here.
I don't see anyone.
Trust me, I can feel it in my bones.
You are indeed very powerful. You detected me. I felt your presence the moment you landed upon this world.
Mac, I've got a very bad feeling about this.
Yeah, me too. Hey, love the black getup. Mask's a bit much, though.
The young one may go. You and I have business to discuss.
Judah, get in the Enforcer.
But Mac...
Just do it. I'm going to be counting on you.
Counting on me? For what?
Remember Corsava 4? Now get out of here. So you want to talk to me? What about?
Pick up the object I have tossed at your feet.
What is it? Looks like a flashlight.
There's a button on the side of the object. Press it.
Definitely not a flashlight.
You hold within your hands the weapon of the Jedi.
And what do you want me to do with it?
Defend yourself.
Hmm.
Impressive. Most impressive. You know nothing of the Jedi and their skills, yet you handle yourself well in battle.
Just your standard Novacron defensive training. You'll find I'm full of tricks. Now who the hell are you and why are you trying to kill me?
This is nothing more than a test.
Oh, that's nice. What happens if I fail?
Then you die.
I guess I shouldn't fail then.
Yes, you may indeed be the one I have been looking for all this time.
Looking for? Looking for what?
For the one who can defeat the Emperor and stand by my side as my apprentice. I will train you in the arts of the Sith.
Sorry, pal. I've already got a full-time job. About fraggin' time.
What? What is this? Come back here at once.
You so damn long.
Sorry, Mac. It took me a while to figure out what you meant. Then I remembered that bar fight we beamed you out of a few years ago. Looks like those trooper fellows have joined your friend outside.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. Systems are online, and we are out of here.
Your fire. Bring my shuttle and alert all Star Destroyers and system. I want that ship, and I want its crew taken alive.
By your command.
The shields aren't going to hold out very long under this kind of fire. Why don't we just go to warp?
Because I'm trying to install this hyperdrive system into the main warp core. If we go to warp now, it'll blow up on us.
I'll see if I can't keep them off our back for a little bit. But they've got a lot of ships coming after us.
Just give me a few more minutes, Judah. I'm just about... there. The hyperdrive system's online. Damn! Clashing with our warp drive components.
What do you want me to do, Mac?
We're gonna have to risk it and hope that this setup gets us back home. At least away from here. Here goes nothing.